Let's move to, why don't we go ahead and do 727-2. Now, I'm taking care of that while we've got people here.
727-2, appoint Jenny Kim to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners.
From high-tech companies to nonprofit organizations and healthcare institutions, Jenny has proven herself to be a dedicated leader in our community for many years. She has a proven track record of helping organizations grow and meet new challenges. She's very excited to have the opportunity to impact our city's housing affordability crisis and to provide culturally appropriate housing services to the community. And it is my understanding, is Jenny actually here this morning?
Yes,
did you want to come up and just say a few words about yourself and why you're excited about this Home Forward appointment? Good morning. And there are members of the Home Forward team here if you want to come on up too. Don't be shy.
Good morning, Commissioners
Good morning.
And Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you hope to accomplish on the board, please?
I don't know where to start. I guess as a Portlander, I feel very passionate about trying to do the right thing to serve the community that's probably requires the most support and advocacy. And I have a lot of experience working with immigrant and refugee population, as well as just any marginalized community. And I feel that this issue, as anybody who comes to visit Portland or people who commute can see, you know, we have a lot of housing issue and homelessness and housing affordability. I get a little emotional. I think it's critical for people to have a safe place to live. Mm-hmm. And it was heartbreaking for me to hear when there are people who passed away in the last winter storm. And I was a little bit hesitant to join this board because it's such a big role, but at the same time, I wanted to do what it takes to help out and make a difference, and I hope that I'll do right by other commissioners and all the Home Forward staff. I'm very excited about this opportunity because I think it's the right time and one of the most critical issues that our city is facing. So,
yeah, it absolutely is, and we're always happy when you're right, it is a significant time commitment, and I can certainly see that dilemma. But we're thrilled to have somebody with your experience and certainly your passion and commitment.
Mayor, can I make
on
a
the board?
Comment?
Yeah, please, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you for doing this. I had the honor of serving on the board when it was called the Housing Authority of Portland. And as you noted, our work has never been harder. But I want to issue you a friendly challenge.
Okay.
You referred to people who died over the winter.
Yeah.
And there was a particular woman who died that captured our attention. She died in a parking lot, mm-hmm. parking structure. She actually died in the shadow of within a block of a women's shelter that had a bed for her.
Oh.
And so the shelter was not going to work for her. Because, you see, she falls into the category of the 72% of the folks living on our streets who have now reported in the most recent point in time analysis that they have a disabling condition. And that means they're struggling with a mental health issue, an addiction issue, HIV, AIDS, a physical or mental disability. 72%. That number has gone from what used to be around 40%, where we assume that was the benchmark, to 72%. And here's my friendly challenge. We will not be successful in moving the most vulnerable people off our streets if we don't put them in a place that has a roof and services. And that is expensive. It's mm-hmm. called permanent supportive housing. The city and the county are going to have to come up with the resources to handle the service side, and we're going to have to continue to build the units. But without both, we're not going to have successful tenants because these are people with multiple barriers. And I want to challenge you as the opportunities come up with the bond money that we passed and that we'll be spending and all the other collaborations we have with Home Forward is that you have a critical role to play in helping us with Section 8 vouchers and in in doing projects where we bring Home Forward's expertise with the nonprofit community. We're not going to get people off the street into healthy places unless we invest heavily in permanent supportive housing units. And Home Forward is critical to our success. So I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. Michael, I don't know if you had anything else to add to that.
Well, it might be worth adding. Michael Bonacore. I'm the executive director of Home Forward.
Thanks, Mike.
And it might be worth noting for the record that Jenny is one of our two appointments through Multnomah County. So she will be representing that jurisdiction. And we always like to work with our jurisdictional partners to identify folks who are known to those bodies. And Jenny comes referred both from the chair and Commissioner Lori Stegman. So in addition to her professional credentials, she's proven herself to other public officials as a good representative. So
great. We appreciate the solid appointment. Colleagues, any further comments? Any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
All right. You can take a seat, Jenny and Michael. Thank you.
Mimi Gurman and Star Stoffer.
Hi, good morning. I'm Mimi Gurman, and I wanted to say that I feel positive after seeing and listening to, is it Jenny? What Jenny had to say. Jenny, we don't know each other, but I would like to know you. And we were working really hard this winter at preventing any deaths on the streets, those of us who are activists in the community. So I would just like to say that my main concern is always that there's only maybe one Jenny. And what happens with everybody else who's supposed to be doing their job? And it's so critical that everybody gets rid of the bureaucracy to create what it is that you're talking about, Nick, about creating more houses and not allowing bureaucracy to get in the way of all of that, because that seems to be what happens all the time. And then Karen Batts dies in a parking lot, you know? So I just want to, I guess, just reiterate and put a lot of strength into the reality that this work has to get done. And Jenny, if there's anything that I can do and that the community can do to support what it is that you're doing, we're here for you. And the other piece of it is, with Section 8 housing that's a concern to me, is we have so many people coming in, builders coming in and getting permits to gentrify the city. What is happening with creating more housing that are Section 8 qualified? What is happening in creating spaces in these buildings, making builders do more than 20% of a building for poorer people? Why not 50% of the building? Why can't we do that? If people can afford to pay what builders are normally doing to gentrify our city, then let's up the affordability for poor people and let the people who can afford stuff find their way. They're not going to be on the street. Again, I'm here to help. And this has to get done. If we have one more death, if we have a death this summer due to heat, man, there's a lot of us who aren't going to tolerate that. I don't know. Is anybody looking into, you know, more shelters for the summertime? It's a real concern of mine right now. You know, we're going to have temperatures this summer that are really freaking hot. And people who, again, like the wintertime, aren't going to know where they can go to get cooling shelters. I get that there are cooling shelters. I'm grateful that there are cooling shelters. But how will the people on the street know where to go?
Good question. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Star Stoffer. My concern is, number one, Home Forward on the surface and through the conversation that we've heard today, it's a great program. However, I've spoken to many residents in a Home Forward building or space that have said that once you get in, accessing those services that you're talking about, Nick, are extremely difficult to, it's extremely difficult to do once they get in. And it often, because of the difficulty, because of the bureaucracy, these people finally get in and then they lose it because they're unable to access many of the resources and services that Home Forward apparently has for them. My other concern in regards to the Section 8 is, yes, we need more vouchers. We also need a more efficient system to get people into homes. I mean, it takes a long time to get approved for Section 8. It is a long, painful road. And many people, while on that road, fall prey to addiction because they lose their housing and they become homeless, to domestic violence because they're in the process of losing everything. And then by the time they get out on the street, they're completely messed up, way behind as far as where they need to be. And then they still have to wait and go down this long journey of trying to get into Section 8. So some of the money needs to be invested in making that process more efficient, so that people aren't waiting endlessly on this list to try to get into housing, because during that time, they're in danger. They need housing now, not a year from now, not a year and a half from now, today. The other issue is, like she said, it's going to be really hot this summer, and we do not have enough cooling shelters. It's the same thing in the winter, only opposite. We haven't heard anything about what plans are for that. And the employees of that convenience store, that's what we're talking about. That's the gentrification. When you give developers a free license to come run amok in a city, good people like that lose their jobs, can't pay their rent, and end up on the street, and then a list for Section 8 housing. And these are good people up here begging you not to do something that's going to, you know, have them lose their jobs so they end up in this situation. There's a whole lot of things that take place that land somebody in this type of position where they're extremely vulnerable. The other thing that needs to be considered is more security for women and children who are victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. We're not hearing a whole lot of specialty work in regards to resources for them. They can't just go to any regular shelter. And there are not enough houses that are safe houses for these women and children while they're waiting for permanent housing. So these are all things that need to be taken into account. Not only that, trying to find housing for children to keep them in their school district so they're not so traumatized, that's something else where resources need to be opened up for that. All of these things need to be discussed. It's a lot of work to do.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mary Seip. First of all, I feel validated by Jenny. I'm now not the only person who was brought to tears by public testimony, and I feel a lot better about that. Mental illness runs deep in my family. In fact, when my son was 40 years old, 5 years ago, he went back to school and became a psychiatric nurse, and I'm sure Commissioner Fritz knows the kind of pride I have in that. But what Star and Mimi are talking about is a really valid issue, but there's something that we often overlook, and that is no matter how close to a shelter someone with mental illness is, we can't force them to go into that shelter unless they're an imminent danger to themselves or others. And that is the most ludicrous, arbitrary thing that we've ever done in this country, is to we used to throw them in institutions. Now we either threw them out on the streets, and now we throw them into jails. And we have to figure out a way to, I hate the word force, but we have to find a way to recognize that people with serious mental illness do not have the capacity to make decisions. They have barriers. I have a brother who is 75 years old who has battled schizophrenia for 50 years. 10 years ago, when he was in a crisis, I tried to get him into housing, into treatment, to get him food stamps, and he fought me every step of the way. I became his enemy. In fact, the last words he ever said to me is, "If it's the last thing I do, I will effing kill you." So this is what we're dealing with. These people, here I go again. We have to, it doesn't matter how many permanent support housing facilities we have, we have to figure out a way to channel them into help in spite of resistance. And, you know, we have to figure that out. And we can't sit up here and scream and yell and point our fingers at individual people and calling them murderers because someone who we could not help died on our streets. We've got to all come together and we've got to figure this out. Thank you.
Mayor, can I just say one thing to you, which is there's a system in Philadelphia called Code Blue, and it addresses, it's run by the police and it's run by the city, and it addresses that very thing, and no one is allowed to stay out in the weather, in inclement weather in Philadelphia, and it's been working really well.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Is there any further public testimony? One more individual. Great. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the concerns I still have throughout this city is that when we're talking people with drug addictions or mental health conditions, we need to start understanding that they need to be in housing first. They need to be the ones being offered the unit to move into, again, with more services provided. We have to understand that, unfortunately, a lot of times what we see is that somebody, let's just say with a serious drug addiction, let's say heroin, meth, opiates, they are the ones that are out on the sidewalks. And the reason is, it's not the addiction, it's being excluded from certain shelters, certain places to go, because of the addiction itself. It's the mentality of saying you need to stop your drug use immediately when they've been doing drugs for 10 plus years. This is a reality in our society that we have to understand. There must be places they can still go and move into, provided from the city, so they're not on the sidewalks. And we can visibly see a tremendous amount of people that are heroin users, meth users, opiates. You can visually see that. They should be the first ones into housing, the first ones getting services, the first ones for their addictions, not the ones being excluded from the public subsidies that the city seems to do and think that somehow that's part of a treatment plan to have people scattered out on the sidewalks. That's going to help them with their addictions, with their mental health conditions. It's torture. The city needs to understand it's torture. And they need to step up and understand, get them into housing, get the services provided, and quit torturing and excluding the mentally ill, people with drug addictions, people that need to have housing first. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Fish, did you have a comment?
No, Mayor.
Very good. Last one, and we are closing the record.
As a former homeless person, I think that homeless people sometimes are trying to commit suicide, and a person should be forced to go to a shelter and be dropped off there and be fed and get some help. If they want to walk out, that's okay, but there should be an attempt, like Mimi Gurman says, some sort of Philadelphia Code Blue. You take them there because they're actually trying to kill themselves. And it's actually against the law to kill yourself.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Ms. Kim, thank you for stepping up and agreeing to serve, and I hope you find your tenure at Home Forward, or now at Home Forward, as rewarding as I did. And there could not be a more important time for you to serve. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Kim, for your prospective service. Thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you. I,
Fritz.
Thank you so much for your willingness to spend a lot of time and obviously putting a lot of passion into this commitment. Thank you. I,
Wheeler.
Excellent nominee. I appreciate it. I look forward to your continued excellent results on behalf of the community. Thanks. The resolution is adopted. Thank you.